Hello, and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I am excited today to have with me as my co-host one of the beautiful daughters that the Lord blessed me with while at Bluefield College, Miss Shekinah. I call her Smiley because that's who she is. Smiley Huggins is with us today. Smiley, thank you so much for your yes on today and being co-host with me.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Smiley is a graduate. She's an alumni of Bluefield College, and she got her degree in education, exercise science, and sports medicine. And I look at her and I marvel. Not only does she do that, she's a writer, she's a mother, she's a model, she's a friend. She's phenomenal. She really is. She's a young mother who, I'm not going to say she's gotten everything right and she's going to make some mistakes. But I've watched her on this journey, and I bless God for what I've seen. So, Smiley, I appreciate you being with me today.
Of course, no problem.
So, on your journey, you shared with me when I first hit you up with this, you were saying how these last couple of months for you have been challenging. In light of what the world is dealing with right now, what has been your mainstay? Have you been able to navigate through this and remain sane? How have you been able to navigate this and remain sane?
Really, for me, it was just, trusting God and being at peace that He's in control, because there were so many things that was out of my control that I wanted to do something about, but I couldn't just because it wasn't my place, it wasn't my time. And using my writings, I began to, put my voice out there, because when I have, a Black son who has to grow up in this, and I want a change for him. And it was through that I got the idea to start a clothing line called Royal Crown to, empower women, empower men. We are royalty. We are all kings and queens under God. And so I believe that was one of my ways to put my voice out. So I have a clothing line coming out in the next 2 weeks. And then also because many people who know me know I have a younger brother, Elijah, who struggles with sickle cell. And he went through a very traumatic experience within the last month, to where his sickle cell almost took his life. And it was really hard for me, of course, to see my baby, my younger brother, go through this, being in the hospital almost on life support, to where the doctor said he wasn't going to make it. And for me, that was almost a breaking point, because to almost lose somebody that is very, very close to me, that I've watched grow up and fight this battle, really, almost crushed me. And God spoke to me and was like, you've trusted me with everything else. Why not trust me with your brother's life? And within 2 or 3 days of the doctors telling my family that he was going to die, my brother made a full recovery to where he was out of the ICU, out of the hospital, breathing on his own. And that really reeled me back into not limit my trust in God, that if I'm trusting God to make a way for me to have a voice in the world and have my will that He's given me, or His will to be done in the earth, that I have to trust him with everything in my life and not just certain parts. And he continues to just show up and show out in my life, from me having a great support system and everything I do to me being able to walk in love and give that support back to everyone else around me. And it's just really been an eye-opener to me that sometimes we tend to limit God on areas that we feel we are in control of, in all reality that he's in control of. And so it's just built my faith these past couple months even more of how to open my son's eyes as he gets older to the things that are going on in the world. But if he trusts God that his steps are ordered, then, you know, he'll be okay. And the same thing with my brother, that his steps are ordered and that God has his hand on his life. And no matter what my brother has been through, he's always recovered faster than what the doctor said that he was going to do. My brother has always walked out of the hospital head strong and moving on as if nothing ever happened to him. And so it's just a really humbling process to be able to move and be among the earth and, you know, try to walk in love and bring God's will to earth through everything, the gift that he's given me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations on the clothing line. See, you slipped that one in on me.
Yeah, I did. As one of the several businesses I'm, you know, trying to put out there.
Yeah, so I'll have to go ahead and get something hot off the press.
Yes, I got you.
I'll have to get something hot off the press. You mentioned to the listeners that you write, and you've shared your writing with me. God, it's probably a couple years ago, because how old is Corey? Corey's 3, 4? How old is Corey now?
He's 2, and he'll be 3.
No. So he's 3. God, I want to feel like he's so much older. So, yeah, maybe a year or so ago, you shared with me one of your writings, and at that time when you shared it with me, it was so on point. And so if you could just sort of share with our listeners a little bit of your heart as it's released through your writing, they can get a glimpse of who God is.
Yes, of course. So this one that I wrote a few years ago, it's entitled Pain. And it just represented some of the things that were on my heart and mind at the time. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and share that with you guys. What is pain to a man that knows only suffering? Death and destruction remain. There is no hope. Clinging to that last breath when final performance is done. A bow is seen, but no one knows what is yet to come. A glimpse here and a flash there. There is no fear in his eyes. He blushes, his veins bulge, but they aren't filled with love. They're filled with hate. And go fight it, he survives and thrives off of what he knows. It travels limb to limb, the pain only grows. He falls to his knees, a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other. Who chooses it to choose, this man is about to lose his life. He sees but has no sight, no recognition, he's given up the fight. The crowd continues to come, but no one reaches out a helping hand. No one stops to demand to know what's going on. A shame how the world will watch you fail instead of helping you prevail. What is pain to a man who knows only agony? When he looks at the world, he never sees its beauty, for he's blinded, blinded by the rage that only a man who's been hurt knows. His heart beats irregularly, for the absence of joy would change you too. It's as if with every breath, his heart retreats into the abyss of his chest. His mind becomes entangled in the what ifs. Where did I go wrong? How could this have happened? His soul is now lost, so ask for the next. She's just another guest to the pit of pain that was left by the devil in a little tight dress. So what's next? His past we know not. His struggle we know not. His thoughts we know not. But a hand on his shoulder, a small gesture of kindness, a look of sincere love can change even the most broken man. What is pain to a man that never has a chance to love again? A missed opportunity, another good man lost. More men acting as if they don't care, not being the king he should be. Generations after generations falling into this cycle that will never end. feeling of entitlements and actions without reprimand, we need to raise this world up to love right again.
Mm. Snap, 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 snap. Powerful, powerful, powerful. There are, having played sports, you became a part of a family with women's basketball at Bluefield College. And prior to that, being an athlete, a mom, an entrepreneur, an artist, all those many facets in life, what do you see as being one of the main struggles for young women when it comes to embracing purpose, embracing a relationship with the Father? I'm not talking about going to church and being churchy, but do you think that there are things in society right now that sort of hinder that or would cause you all to steer away from that? What's your take on that, Smiley?
I do think there are many reasons that withdraw people from going to church as a young woman because, you know, you're so afraid of everyone judging you on your past mistakes that you feel like you aren't good enough or that someone's always going to be looking down on you rather than loving you and supporting you and saying, yeah, you made a mistake. You made some bad choices, but, you know, God forgives you. I forgive you. You know, you don't feel like you're going to be welcomed with open arms just because of the past mistakes that you made. And so that was one of the things that I kind of struggled with before meeting you and, you know, having that church family, because, yes, I was raised in the church, but it was like the older I got, it was like people were so judgmental of how I decided to do certain things or when my mistakes were made that it kind of made me withdraw from going to church and really, you know, talking to people in place who could have helped me grow, because I felt like they were just going to look down at on me. And as a young Black woman, you know, there's always different things in society that's telling you, oh, you can't do this, or you can't be this, or you should act a certain way. And so it's like when you have so many people telling you not to do all these different things, it's like you're like, well, who am I? Like, how do I find myself and be the woman that I'm supposed to be? And it's just a very confusing time that as someone who's young and doesn't really have someone to look up to, you just feel lost. And coming to Bluefield and having, like, growing into a family that supported me, that, you know, helped me to grow and realize that, yeah, I made some mistakes along the way, but God still loved me and that there were other people who still loved me and could help me better myself and to stop blaming myself, because that was a big part of it, me not forgiving myself, me blaming myself for a lot of things that happened in my life that really weren't even my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that plays into it for a lot of young women. It's just a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration, and when you don't have an outlet or someone to uplift you, you just feel stuck, and so you just kind of, like, stay to yourself and, you know, try to feel some sort of comfort and find your own place without the judgment of everyone else. And, you know, I think it takes someone like you and other women like me who have, like, been there and done it and grown up to see that it's not always like that. Everyone's not always like that. The church isn't
mm-hmm.
always like that. That
mm-hmm.
I think it takes more of us to help, you know, get these younger women out of that place of fear and confusion to move
yeah.
forward in their lives.
I don't know, when you were sharing that, I guess the melody of your voice, I could hear a writing called Fade to Black. It was called Fade to Black. But in just what you were sharing, that when people are not given the love and the support that they need, when they are seeking, especially when they come to, quote unquote, the church, where that's supposed to be a place of nurturing and a place of healing and a place of growth, that they get caught up and they get stifled and they get judged and they get pressured and they get pushed down, that the way out is just to fade to black, that I get into my own corner, I go into my own space, I find myself where I'm depressed and I'm anxious and I'm not verbalizing and I'm not socializing, but I'm just fading to black because I don't want to feel the pressure. I don't want to deal with any of it. And so my safe place becomes I fade to black.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely agree with that. I was like, 'cause that is definitely what I did. I treated into myself, and you know, it wasn't really yet until Bluefield that, you know, I started to express myself more outside of my writings. I started to talk to people to help me heal and move on and grow as the young woman that I needed to be.
Mhm. Mhm. And I'm so grateful because it gave me the opportunity to be a second, third, fourth, fifth grandmama to your precious baby, your precious son, to be a part of your life. Because, you know, Kadir and I already had a relationship, you know, and then to be able to integrate you and Corey into that, man, it was amazing. I wouldn't trade that journey for anything. I wouldn't trade it for anything. All the beautiful young people that God brought into my life on that campus and continues to bring into my life through my obedience of service to that campus. So I'm grateful. If you had to give a word of wisdom to our listening audience to empower them and inspire them to continue the navigation of life as we know it, what would you say?
I would tell them to really search your heart and listen to what God is telling you, because he'll never steer you wrong. And it talks about how God will give you the desires of your heart. And if your desires are in line with his will, God will make a way for it to happen. It's nothing that he can't do, and it's nothing that you can't do. And you may fall a couple of times, but there's a lesson to everything. And it's going to help you grow as a person and never let anyone tear you down. You straighten your crown. There are going to be people who doubt you. There are going to be people who want to try to knock you off your course. But if you just straight stay true to yourself and believe in God, there's absolutely nothing that you won't be able to do, nothing you won't be able to accomplish. As long as you have people who support you, who love you, it's going to be an amazing journey for you.
Amen. Amen. I love that. We do have a few callers on the line. If there's a question or a comment, certainly you can press one and we can bring you live. Oh, that's right, sister. You got to straighten your crown, because folks will sure enough try to knock it off and knock your head off too. So keep your head intact. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Operate with the mind of Christ, my God, because they, yes, we know full well, not only will they try to knock your crown off, but they'll try to knock your head off too. So, yes, you have to stay focused in the things of God. Smiley, I thank you. I thank you for your time today. I thank you for coming and sharing words of inspiration with our guest today for Lunchtime Inspiration. Can you give us information how we're going to be able to find your clothing line? If there are books in the works that you're going to be releasing in the next year or so, where can we find you? Where can we know what's going on in the life of Shekinah Huggins? Where can we find it?
You'll find information on my Facebook at Smiley Huggins. Royal Crowns will be I'll be releasing my website on Facebook or on my Instagram under She's Smiley. Royal Crowns will have its own Instagram page on there. It'll be called Royal Crowns Clothing, and you'll be able to find all your information on there. As far as my books, I do have two that I want to release by the end of this year. One is called Passion, Pain, and Pleasure, and the other one is called Royalty. And those you can find on my Facebook as I get more information on those release dates.
That sounds amazing. You know, that made me smile big, right? That made me smile big. That made me smile big. It really did. It really did. It really did. I love you. I'm so proud of you. You know that I am here to support you. Always. I'm here for you always, 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 always. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I want to celebrate again today. I decreed and declared yesterday that we would reach the 65,000 listener mark, and we far exceeded that. Thank you for your constant support. We encourage you that if these messages, these inspirations, these teachings have been a blessing to you, please share this with your friends, your families, and your foes, because they need that word too. We thank you for expanding our audience and helping us grow in what it is that God has given us in this radio ministry. As always, we at the Empowerment Place encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself, but once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We will be back here again tomorrow with another one of my daughters from Bluestone College, Ashley Williams. So join us at 12 noon for lunchtime inspiration. Until then, listening audience, be empowered. Know that we love you and God loves you too. Good day.